place to put it than to put it in the hands of the Lord. Whatever it is, this or that, just put it in the hands of the Lord. The Lord will work it out. We're grateful to God this morning for how the Lord is blessing and is yet still keeping us. We thank God for the choir this morning and for all of our officers and musicians and you, the people of God, that make up the body of Christ. We can't declare that many members in one body if we don't recognize the members. And that members is not members as far as being a member of the Fowles Chapel Baptist Church, just being a member of the body of Christ himself. If you're a member of Christ himself, then you are a brother or a sister of each and every one of the persons that you see in this place on today. Time has come to a place where it seems as though people don't love like they used to. It's a sad thing that you don't have the same kind of love, of a love that should be unconditional, a love that should make us have a mindset that God is truly a real good God. God is so good to us this morning that I can't help but to tell him thank you. And I thank him even on those days when I mix the Sundays up. I thank him that I am able to see another Sunday. So all I need is a good thought and about three sentences to go with it, and then it'd be time for the program. That rehearsal yesterday threw me off. It is always a blessing to have yourself prepared for the task at hand. And sometimes we have our own mindset, and instead of going on and preparing, we try to read the signs, and we listen to the weather, and we listen to the he says and the they says, and if you don't listen to what God says, then you're going to find yourself somewhere a little behind schedule. I found out that there's a whole lot of folk that they look for reasons why I can't do this or I can't do that, and we always got a reason why or what we don't know how to do, but I'm so glad to know that the Bible declared that I can do all things through Christ who gives me my strength. And I'm glad to know that strength comes from a mighty force, that strength comes from somewhere that sometimes you realize that it is miraculous because of the mere fact that can't nobody do you like Jesus. Didn't we talk about that a little bit last week? What manner of man is this? That even the sea and the wind will obey him. All he have to do is open up his mouth. So that same God that we said was unchangeable is yet still with us on today. And so we come in here this morning to praise him, to worship him, to learn more about him, to unite our voices and our forces together just to magnify the kingdom of God. God is worthy of all of our praises. And you know, we already know that we're different in many aspects. And then on the other hand, we try to say that we're the same. But we're just made from the dust of the ground. Realize that dust would have just been laying there unless God gave it some substance to live by. And so the Bible declares to me what I read was that he breathed in the man's nostrils the breath of life. And after that, man became a living soul. So that piece of clay that was laying there on the ground that could not move, that could not do anything, God just breathed a breath into his nostrils. And all of a sudden, that piece of clay turned into a living man. Wasn't just any kind of man. A man that God decided that I'm going to give you dominion over all the creatures that I've created. I'm going to give you power enough to know that I look at you as a man of authority. So now when God made man, God gave man authority. Man messed up his own authority. Man messed up his own way of life. Man messed up all that good stuff we had in paradise. You don't have to worry about going by and pinching the cantaloupe. All you got to do is get a cantaloupe and know that it's sweet. Man has a tendency to put too much of his mouth and too much of his hands in other folk affairs. Am I talking to anybody? Man that God made. God made us in such a mighty way. And after making us, and he allowed us to have a mindset to think for ourselves. And so we find ourselves this morning just being blessed by God. Living in some hard times, a time that we're very aware of that is full of sickness and distress. A time where every morning the death train makes a stop. And if we face reality, we are just not witnessing. All that we are doing is looking at the cycle of life. We live and we die. And so there's no need to fret or question or even to wonder why we are going through this, that, or the other, because of the very sin that came when he killed Abel. Causes us to experience what death can do and how it feels. He has overcome death. Jesus the Christ overcame death. When he shed his blood on Calvary, he took care of all of our sins. Now, every believer in here this morning have a testimony, because the Bible declared that even while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. So if somebody loves you enough to know that you got some imperfections, but yet I'm going to die for your sins anyway, that's a special kind of love. That's a special kind of love when somebody that is willing, the Bible declares, that will lay down his life for his friends. Now, we got friends, we got associates, we got family members. And you don't know where to put them in the lineup. Especially if you go by the way that we treat one another. It's amazing how all of a sudden you drop from a family member to a close associate. And that's just speaking nicely. God has blessed us in such a way. God blessed us, and God had everything that we needed. God gave us strict instructions, and even on today, God still gives us instructions. But we want to have our own mindset. We thank God for another day's journey. The God that took care of every one of our sins. And so while we were yet in those sins, I find that the Bible declared that God still allowed his son to die for us. Now, I'm so glad to be at church this morning. And it sort of throws me off whack whenever I'm off whack. So I'm not going to do you like that. See, when you've been preaching for a while, you can fix it up, scratch it out, bring it in, whatever you need to do with it, you can do with it. And I'll finish scratch it out. If I scratch it out, you know, sometimes you scratch it out, you may scratch too long. And so we going to get a short day and then a short day with some additions next week. Because God has blessed us. And when I began to think about what could I say and say quickly, the one thing that first came to my mind, I will bless the Lord at all times. Hallelujah. And his praise shall continually be in my mouth. Now, if you believe that this morning, I don't know about you, but when I go to God's house, I go expecting to give him praise. I go expecting God to give the power of his spirit back. And I believe that somehow or another, I ought to be able to feel something. You see, I counted all joy this morning just to lift up the name of Jesus. For I realized this morning just how much I owe the Lord. I owe God praises this morning. Because when I'm weak, God makes me strong. He promised never to leave me nor to forsake me. And not only me, but I'm talking to anybody that believed this morning. That brought us up to another day's journey. You know I'm offbeat. I even wrote it on down. I just brought you a short message to get close to the closing of the celebration of Black History Month. I done took about 10 of y'all days away. Nonetheless, as we enjoy Black history, because every day for us is Black history. The history part of it is what you make it. You can do something good, or you can do something bad. Either way, it's going to leave a reflection of who you are. And we got to get away from that mindset of allowing people to define who you are because who they think that they want you to be. You don't have to be nobody's puppet on a string. You don't have to be nobody's yes man or yes woman or whatever the case may be. But you ought to be a man or a woman that know that I belong to a mighty God. I belong to a God that not only wants me to hear the word of God, but he wants me to be a doer of the word of God as well. We got to understand that it comes more than just hearing the word of God. But the best thing is to learn how to be a doer. Now, at the beginning, I used one of the preacher traps on you. And more of you jumped on it than I realized. You see, that's one thing about us is that we come to a place where we have listened. And if you have listened, you might find yourself agreeing to something that you really don't agree to. So now, as we began to start this message, I read those four verses of Scripture, three verses of Scripture. And I come back, and I immediately went right into a repetitive mode. I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in my mouth. We say that can't nobody tell us to do anything, but we act like we are real puppets in God's house. There's some of you that never would have said that had not I asked you to say it. And I appreciate your respect for me. I appreciate your obedience to say what I said. But be careful what you say. Now I'm getting where I need to be. And I'm going to be through in just a minute. So now, my first response, because actually I was at a homegoing celebration when this thought came to mind. And the verse came through and all of a sudden that thought came to my mind. I swear that I will. But I can't speak for nobody but myself. But now, because I say everybody or tell your neighbor that I will bless the Lord at all times. So we said it the first time, and it sounded pretty good to me, y'all. So I said, say it again. We said it again, it got a little bit better. Say it again, I said, I got them where I want them. Because somebody, not intentionally, sit right here in church and told a lie. I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in my mouth. And I got to say, will somebody please say hallelujah? You shouldn't be made to have to say praises unto the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus the Christ. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. And we will rejoice. Hallelujah to the name of Jesus. As we exalt his name together. So I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in my mouth. My personal vow to that is I swear that I will. Then there's somebody, because you love your pastor enough, I forgive you for telling that lie a few seconds ago. But we're going to both get back on one accord. Forgive me for setting you up, and I forgive you for telling a lie. And that ought to work for everybody. But we ought to have a mindset that if God has done anything for us, there ought to be some joy somewhere down on the inside. See, I don't know about you, but when I think of the goodness of Jesus, and all that the Lord God had done for me, my soul cries out. Now, right now, I want you to help me. I don't want you to lie to me. But every believer in the house, everybody that wants some joy this morning, everybody that want to give your God praise, everybody that come to give the Lord a hallelujah shout, it's time now to stand up on your feet. Tell your God, I want to thank you for making another day's journey. Lord, I want to thank you for opening up my eyes this morning. Lord, I want to thank you that every time I turn around, you just keep on doing great things for me. Lord, I want to thank you for having a mind that lift up your name. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. And we will rejoice and magnify his name together. Anybody coming in with a praise this morning? Anybody got some joy that you want to give to God this morning? Anybody want to thank God from which he brought you from? See, I want to thank my God for allowing me another opportunity to be up on my feet one more time. I want to thank my God for being that kind of God that can look beyond your fault and bless your every need. I want to thank God for letting you know that even when you're weak, he's still strong. Hallelujah to the name Jesus. Hallelujah to the name Jesus. I will bless the Lord